Well, there is no more important place to have a medical tyranny protest than the College of Physicians and Surgeons. Because the College of Physicians and Surgeons is the one organization who could have and should have stopped this madness. The mandate of the college is to ensure the safe practice of medicine. And what we have seen in the last 18 months since the start of this vaccine rollout is the biggest disaster in medical history. Never before in medical history has any medical treatment killed and maimed so many people. And week by week, the evidence mounts. If you only have to look at the open VAERS in the USA, 30,000 people dead, 55,000 permanently disabled, 50,000 cases of myocarditis, and 1.3 million vaccine injuries. Never in the history of medicine has any medical treatment harmed so many people. This is an utterly failed experiment. And the College of Physicians and Surgeons here in BC is the one organization who could have and should have said no.
Yes.
There will always be sheep and there will always be wolves. But the college is supposed to be the sheepdog that protects the sheep. They have utterly failed the people of British Columbia. They have absolutely betrayed us. They have literally led us down the garden path to this path of destruction, and it is absolutely a crime against humanity. How many people need to die and be maimed and permanently disabled and injured before they and Health Canada acknowledge that this is a disastrously failed experiment? Remember that every vaccine injury was a person injured by a medical procedure. The Hippocratic Oath says do no harm. Above all else, do no harm. And the fact that despite the overwhelming evidence of horrendous injuries, and we've heard about that firsthand this morning, here, right here this afternoon, despite the overwhelming evidence, they just carry on regardless. This is an absolute travesty of medical science. So it's not hard to see that this vaccine rollout, which we were assured was our way out of this pandemic, has been a complete and utter failure. Do you remember 2 weeks to flatten the curve, 2.5 years ago? And they're telling us that all of the ridiculous public health measures that did absolutely nothing to change the course of this pandemic are coming back in the fall. They're telling us we're now in the seventh wave of this pandemic. And the latest figures from Adrian Dix, our provincial health minister, are that 92% of the population over the age of 12 is fully vaccinated. 92%. Yet the waves keep getting higher. We're in the seventh wave. The eighth wave will be in the fall. This has been an utterly failed experiment. Yet they just keep telling you, just get another booster. Now, if this had just not worked, it wouldn't be so bad. But obviously it hasn't just not worked. It has left a trail of carnage and death and misery behind it. And what is even worse than all the people that have died from the shots and being maimed by them is the fact that this now has done permanent damage to people's immune systems. So, the other figures that you need to know about is that 92% of people who died of COVID last month, June 2022, 92% of the people who died with COVID in BC last month were fully vaxxed. 92%. So this nonsense we keep hearing from them that this prevents severe illness and death is absolute nonsense. if 92% of the people who died last month in Canada are fully vaxxed, obviously it doesn't prevent severe disease and death. It's not hard to see. You don't have to be a brilliant statistician or a scientist to realize that they are just lying to us. And what's even worse is that 81% of those deaths were in the triple and quadruple vaxxed. And those people, the triple and quadruple vaxxed, are a minority in the population, because we've also been told by our health authorities that 1.3 million people in BC never showed up for their booster. 1.3 million. 40% of all the people that had two shots did not want a third. 40%. So the fact that now 81% of the deaths last month in Canada were in the triple and quadruple vaxxed shows that the more boosters you have, the more likely you will die of COVID. The numbers tell us it is undeniable. People desperately need to know these shots will not keep you safe. They are damaging your immune system and increasing your likelihood of dying of COVID. This is a disastrously failed experiment.
Not if you're trying to kill people.
Now, what is even worse is the fact that not only do these vaxxers damage your immunity so that you are more likely to die of COVID, especially if you've had three or four shots, but if you've actually had COVID, they significantly damage your natural immunity. So because 92% of the population over the age of 12 is now fully vaxxed, and many of those people have no natural immunity, even though they've had COVID, because the vax damages your natural immunity, it looks like we're never going to come out of this pandemic. Because there's no possible way we can get natural immunity. These shots don't give you immunity. They damage your immunity. And because so many people who have had COVID, who had natural immunity, have had that natural immunity ruined by being vaxxed, this is just going to keep on and on and on. So there comes a point that we just have to say no. Enough is enough. And as you've probably heard, they have now approved this thing for babies over the age of 6 months of age. This is absolute madness. We still have absolutely no idea what the long-term consequences of this are going to be. Absolutely no idea. So any doctor that recommends these shots to anybody is utterly irresponsible, because to recommend a medical treatment where you cannot tell people what the risks are is irresponsible. People have to know what the risks are, and we just don't know. The top four parts of your body that these spike proteins end up in after your vax are the liver, the spleen, the ovaries, and the bone marrow. And the fact that most women, after their shot, have disrupted periods, the fact that most people after their shots have disrupted periods is evidence of what it is doing to them. The figures from the US military showed a fivefold increase in female infertility in 1 year after they mandated it for the US military. So to be giving these things to children is craziness. We have absolutely no idea what this is going to do to fertility. These shots are designed to go to every part of your body. So they will end up in the ovaries, the testicles, your brain, every organ of your body. They were designed to do that. So the fact that they now want to give this to babies without any knowledge of what this is going to be doing to them in 5 or 10 or 15 years' time is utterly irresponsible. So the time has come for us to simply say no. One person dead from a vaccine is too many. One person disabled from a vaccine is too many. We just need to say no. The Hippocratic Oath is do no harm. Thank you.